Tonight, homeless advocates are bringing a speaker to Boise from Eugene, Oregon. Andrew Heben will speak at the Cathedral of the Rockies about the experimental housing project he runs in Eugene. It's a model that a lot of people here think could help solve the problem of the tent encampment known as Cooper Court. But the city says it has a different plan. Adam Cotterell has more.
The Eugene model is a self-contained neighborhood of tiny houses. They're unheated and the only plumbing is in a shared building. Jerry Brady is with the Boise Alternative Shelter Co-op.
What's interesting about Eugene to me is that they've built a code of conduct, and they govern themselves. It's not like Big Brother. It's that people living in that community create their own charter of behavior and live by it.
Brady says the units cost about $500 apiece to build. In Eugene, the city is a partner in the project, but here the city of Boise wants to focus instead on a technique developed in Salt Lake City. There, a homeless person gets an apartment and a bunch of services to help keep it, without any prerequisites. Diana Lachiando is Boise's Community Partnerships Director.
Folks who are really struggling with mental health and substance abuse issues, they need more than just a roof over their head. They need supportive services to stay housed. That's why we're focused on that holistic solution.
Jerry Brady agrees that the Salt Lake model is the best long-term solution, and he's glad the city wants to do it. But he thinks the Eugene model is a more realistic, short-term fix. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.